Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, the Venice Film Festival, here with Rebecca Ferguson for Dune. Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Jessica is lying, waiting for things to happen. Rebecca is on her tiptoes.
So you are, you play Jessica, as everyone can imagine, that, and you are like the mother of the Duke, Paul the Duke. And your role is really intense and important because you are not just a simple mother. You're much more. Without revealing too much, can you tell us something about that?
Yes. So Jessica belongs to a sisterhood called the Bene Gesserit. And the Bene Gesserit sisterhood, they are the most powerful entity in the universe. And their rule or their idea is basically to manipulate the outcome of the universe by dropping children in different sort of circumstances to create coalitions between families. So my character belongs to this sisterhood, and she falls in love with her Duke, and she breaks the rule. She doesn't do what she's told, and she creates chaos, but for her belief.
Yeah, she creates chaos, which is in the person of Paul, the Duke,
Paul, the Duke, played by Timothy.
There is a strong bond between your character and Timothée Chalamet's character, which is more than a bond between a mother and a child, because you are also teaching him to do stuff. You are preparing himself to become what he has to become.
Yeah. That balance was so beautiful. That's for me, when I was offered this role, and Denny and I spoke for hours about it. I said, I'm interested in sort of in what can I portray? Because I can do strong and I can do this. And he said, no. I want to find the balance when you travel from a mother to a protector, to someone challenging your son to a moment where the outcome can be death. It's finding the areas where your belief might be stronger than the love for a child.
Yeah. You which is strong by itself.
Which is strong by itself. And I love sort of the travel between these two characters, because we will see through the film that there is an absolute change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where the child becomes the leader and the mother becomes the follower.
The follower, but still the mother.
But still the...
Because he always wants to protect her in any
circumstance. I say this to my son every day. I am always the madre.
So learn from the film. Watch Dune so you can learn how to be. Listen, did you know that the role was so physical as well? Did you know it from the beginning?
So I was introduced to the film and to the character through Denny's vision, and Denny didn't verbalize her physical assets. It wasn't sort of a selling point for me. I think also because I've come from Mission, and I think he knew that it was something that I nurture and love and I can do. I was more interested in the detail of it, the independence of the movie. You know, I'm wanting to break into independence world as well, which is another entity. And what is wonderful is this film basically cradles both worlds.
Yeah.
So the martial arts is, for me, I love it. It's training. It's meeting new leaders and new champions.
And the film is really spectacular in terms of CGI and of like visuals. And how it was to play inside that machine.
You know, one of my favorite moments in this film, from my perspective of filming, it was very fun. We were in Abu Dhabi. Where we filmed. So we went to Jordan, to Wadi Rum, where we did most of the Fremen scenes, because they needed rocks and more hard surfaced. Yeah. Whilst in Abu Dhabi, when we were running away from the sandworms, it was rolling, ongoing, sort of that feeling of being nothing in the grand scape of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So we're in Abu Dhabi, and we're running away, and I turn around. It's in the trailer, so it's no spoiler. And then he says, "And now you look at the sandworm." And I'm looking kind of above Timothy's, height.
Yeah.
And then he goes, no, what are you doing? Look higher. And I start looking higher and higher and higher. And I'm thinking, I mean, this is high. And he goes, do you know how big this sandworm is?
Which is?
And it was like, if you just keep on looking. And by this time, my head is literally looking up into the sky. And I thought, holy moly. Maybe I should have known this.
Yeah, well, which actually, what, this was my next question.
Knowing.
How is to watch into the eye of a sandworm? Well, of course, you didn't do it literally, but it was this thing that you just said in the film shows the magnitude of it, you know?
And what I love is there is one moment of green screen, but it doesn't. I can't see it. Mm-hmm. We're in a helicopter.
Yeah,
and they've created a sandstorm on set, so we're in a huge room in this beautiful machinery, and we can't see out. Right. So even in a scene with the sandworms, where they would usually create some form of an artificial background, yeah, or you know, a tennis ball, there is nothing. So it's only your imagination. It is the words that are fed to you by the director, where he talks about the teeth and this. For me, that actual shot is me at that moment realizing, mm-hmm, in my head,
yeah,
how enormous this thing is, and yeah, my son being at the edge of that cliff, just about to be attacked.
Yeah, I understand that. Listen, were you familiar with Dune as a literary saga? Have you ever read it?
To be honest, no, I had not. I knew about the film because, mm-hmm, it's you know, it's our history and it's part of our film knowledge, but I hadn't related to it as something in my backpack of knowledge. So it was, once again, one of those moments where you're thrown into a new, not genre.
It's more than that.
But it's just, it's exactly, mm, it's, I was going to say it's a universe, but it's, pun intended.
It is. It is a new universe. It's another dimension from
what. Yeah, but it's also his universe. Yeah. It is Denis's love for something that he has embraced since he was, I think he says 14 or something.
Yeah.
It was his, like, love story to growing up. It was the identity of this child. You know, your interview, and you have, the way he describes it, to be on the receiving end of playing a character that he describes with that passion and that intimacy, I'm not saying is grander than anyone reading a book, but for me, I mean...
Well, there is a filter. There is Denis' filter between you, the watcher, and the story.
And
this is his vision, totally. Even if it's already written, but it's his vision.
And I believe, and after reading, and after seeing the other, obviously, Dune, I wanted to see it again. I wanted to create moments of homage in myself. I love that. I feel he has gone his own way, but the story tells itself. You know, you can't do much more than follow the actual story and then modernize it, or as you'll see, he will done it to, you know, matches 2021 for our audience.
Yeah.
But you will still, as a lover of the history and the book.
Yeah. There is you're totally
identity
right,
because to it, to the past.
Every character, even yours as well, has a deepness and a philosophy in the background that helps to keep the character
generate
alive.
It forward,
yeah, absolutely.
It was, and for me, when one of my biggest moments is the scene with Charlotte Rampling, which was one of my first days of shooting, and they had the moments with the hoods and the Bene Gesserit entering, and this is also in, you know, in the book. Everything just came to life for me at that very moment.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you, Rebecca Ferguson, for having been with us for the film Dune by Denis. And we are here in Venice. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.